You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to The Movie Show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
This is The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
My name is Sash.
I'm Ryan.
And we are continuing with the Tim Burton Marathon. And this week we are doing the film Sleepy Hollow.
And today we have good weather outside.
Yeah, it's like very windy today.
It's perfect for the movie that we... We just need a bit of lightning.
Yeah. We should have had someone by the light switch.
Like, yeah, I was going to say.
No. No one wants to go and be light.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So.
Anyway.
Thanks, weather. great effects team.
Yeah. Thank Brian, you. What did you think of the film?
So I did not watch the whole film.
Okay.
We got to the part where he examined the woman, the pregnant woman, so-called. I mean, just, you know, head like cut off and.
That wasn't very far into the film. Wasn't that like halfway?
Somewhere. Yeah.
So you don't actually...
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It seemed quite scary.
I must be honest. Yeah. So I realized... I feel like what Tim Burton does... So Tim Burton's style, straight up, is like very gothic, very horror, plus comedy.
Absolutely.
But then with each of his movies, what I find is he kind of delves into almost a different genre within that space.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So like this one... It was basically a murder mystery in essence.
Oddly, yeah.
Yeah, it was a murder mystery slash like crime investigation, but in the way that Tim Burton would do it. And then like, for example, if you look at Mars Attacks was like an alien invasion film. And then if you go to like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like he taps into different, so he keeps his standard overall aesthetic.
There's always some kind of skeleton in all of his films.
Yeah, and he always brings like the dead, stuff like that, but yeah. I must be honest, Johnny Depp's acting in this film was also very, very good.
Quite different
as
well.
It was very different. Mm. Like, I'm used to like Jack Sparrow, you know.
And
but
he was
very... This movie actually reminded me of two things. And they're actually both Tim Burton's work. The first thing that it reminded me of was Wednesday, the series. I feel like it had a very similar, because Wednesday was also, there were murders that were happening and, you know, people were trying to figure out, like, so I think I felt like it tied back to Wednesday. And then also, I don't know if you found this, but Johnny Depp's character in this film reminded me very much of, so we're going to do another Tim Burton film called Corpse Bride. And I feel like that character, so Ichabod, what was his name? Ichabod?
Yeah.
Something.
Weird name.
Ichabod
sounds right.
Yeah, so he plays the groom in that film, and then he plays Ichabod, whatever, in this film.
And he's got that same kind of nature.
Yes. Yeah. I felt like that.
Actually.
The same character.
Actually, yeah.
So that's what this one kind of reminded me of. But it was interesting. I watched the full thing. The ending, you get to the ending and it all makes sense. Like everything, like...
Oh, does it now?
Yeah, no, it does.
Yeah.
Everything makes sense. The ending's actually pretty solid.
I was watching some reviews of it just to kind of get the ending and how the whole film... And obviously watching it from two different people's point of views. I actually wish I did watch the whole thing.
Yeah, no, it was a cool film.
I actually do.
I honestly say I enjoyed this more than Mars Attacks. Like a lot more than Mars Attacks.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like this was...
This was more serious.
But it also was funny. Like Tim Burton always has a way of bringing comedy through. Like with certain lines or... Like he'll just do something.
There was a type of genre that the one reviewer called it. And it was something... I can't remember what...
comedy?
No.
Satire?
It was more very old like film, like especially looking at the like the shadows and the lights, like that kind of, you know, no mid-tone kind of feel, which has like a comedy and like a horror like kind of vibe.
Feels to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best way I describe it is it's the Addams Family genre.
Exactly.
It's like that if like Adam's Family, that's Tim Burton.
Exactly.
That is that. And you know what's cool about this film? You know the girl so that plays Katrina?
Oh yes.
So guess who originally was offered that role? Who would Tim Burton have offered that role to?
The girl that is currently dating.
Although Lisa Marie was in this film.
Oh, is it?
She was.
Oh, is that where? At that time,
he was with Lisa Marie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He offered it to Winona Ryder, and she turned it down.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I think that was a good thing because otherwise you kind of feel like all these films just kind of start feeling the same. Because it's like the same people.
Right.
Yeah. But the girl that originally, that got Katrina, what is her name? Christina Ritchie. I think that's how Ritchie. That name. She plays.
Yes.
So I know her. There was a movie called Penelope, right? Where she had a pig nose. Did you ever watch that movie?
The name rings a bell.
I like watched that movie so many times when I was a kid.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it like caught my attention. It still had the guy that plays, what's his name? The guy that plays Professor X in the older X-Men.
Yeah, that guy.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at him in my head.
He also played Mr. Tomness in, and he's been in, you know, the movie Split. He's got split personalities.
All right, yes.
James McCoy.
That one.
So he was
McCoy.
Something like that. McAvoy.
McAvoy. Rings bell.
Yeah. So him and her acted in that movie, and I recognized her immediately from that film. I was like, oh, that's the chick from Penelope. But she played Wednesday in the original Addams Family films, and she's also in Wednesday, the Tim Burton series. So I was like, oh.
Cool.
Yeah. But I think the thing most... So when I watched this film, like, it was a good film. But doing research, I was like, wow. What they did with this film, like, Tim Burton really goes all out when he... He's actually a very detailed director, like, extremely detailed director. And the things that they did with the film... So, like, if you look at the sets that they built were incredible. They built the largest set in England at the time of filming, which was the Sleepy Hollow village. They built the forest on a soundstage. I think it's one of the biggest sound stages in the world. But do you know that while filming was happening, eventually the forest got filled with birds and bugs? It's creepy, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, damn.
Sure.
And then like even the windmill was too big for them to build on a set. So what they actually had to do with the windmill was they built it outside. But like... Just everything.
Wait, they were on a set?
Yeah.
Like
the windmill didn't exist.
Are you talking about in like internal?
No,
like,
no, they had to build it outside.
Wow.
So they actually had to. So it was a set, but it was an outside set.
But I'm saying the set was like all the indoor kind of stuff, or like.
No, as far as I know, the forest was on a soundstage, but you wouldn't say because it was so deep.
But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
Wow.
The village wasn't a set.
Like, who builds a forest on a soundstage?
Yeah, no, Tim Burton. So much so that it gets filled with bees and not bees, birds and bugs. Yeah. Yeah. And then the windmill was built outside.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But I mean, it's incredible. Like what and the detail that they go to, even if you look at like, so Christopher Walken's character, he rides a horse. But now Christopher Walken isn't, he was born, I think, in like New Jersey.
That guy.
Like he can't ride a horse. So what they did was they went to the old style with some of the shots where they create a puppet, but it's so detailed that you think that this thing is actually a horse, and this horse puppet would, you know, when a horse snorts, and you would actually see like smoke or whatever come out of its
nostrils. Oh yeah.
They were able to control its eyes and its ears, so they're literally able to move like very intricate facial structures on the horse. So he did that. The chopping heads, that wasn't VFX. So there is VFX in this film.
Yeah.
And at the time, they were like state-of-the-art VFX. And then you see like this old computer with like, yeah. But the chopping of the heads wasn't VFX. So with that, they created, what is it? Like silicone. versions of the, you know, where they cover the actors and get like a mold, so they actually get the facial mold of the actor, and then they build. Yep. So they actually created like these life-sized versions of the actors that got their heads chopped off, and then they would actually like chop the head off, and then they even had the rig that the body would collapse from like knees first, then so it looked very. So like literally there's no VFX when the person's getting heads getting chopped off. Like it's a little puppet that they've created. And then the heads were also they created that. That was props.
Practical.
Like yeah. The actors still said it's so weird because you see like someone walking around with your head. Because they've literally dressed it perfectly to you. Like you literally, it's you and your head.
I can just imagine what that must be like. Yeah.
And even like you can see like the esophagus and like the muscles.
Oh,
and
so I guess that's what my
that's what throat looks like. If you
because it's my shape, shaped throat. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. So that was, I thought that was creepy. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from a like, just a detail perspective, it was very, very cool what they did. And then the VFX was obviously, okay, you didn't get to this part in the film, Ryan.
I will.
Like, how much of the Headless Horseman did you see? Not a lot.
No, it wasn't too much at that point.
As the film continues, you actually start seeing him more and more and more.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But the other thing that I must say about these older films, I don't know if it's a Tim Burton thing or if it's just older films, but the detail that they would go into with the behind-the-scenes stuff was really, really good. Like, you can watch 30 minutes. I think it was because DVDs came out, and part of the DVD, what they would do
behind
was...
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, you'd have the movie, and then you'd have the featurettes, and then there'd be, like, a 30-minute behind-the-scene, which included actors... Because I suppose they didn't have YouTube in those days.
Maybe this is where, like... Because you get B-roll, right? Mm. And maybe this is, like... Like, they're not... They don't do much of a great job with B-roll these days.
No, nowadays it's pathetic.
It's almost like you just get people on B-roll and they stand there and hold the camera.
And you see like nothing. You just see like the actor walking.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm doing B-roll. And then they just drink the coffee, eat donuts.
Do you know one
thing, I could be wrong.
One production that's very good with their B-roll is actually Stranger Things. So Stranger Things, you can actually go on Instagram. You know Instagram has these community groups now? So basically it's a direct message, but it's with a whole lot of people, and then a lot of Instagrammers are doing it where they'll send like you can join the their community and they'll send messages and stuff. The Stranger Things one is very good. They had one of the actors recently show where the actors hang out during like their breaks. It's insane, Ryan. They have this whole like studio just for the actors to take breaks. And in the studio, they've got, you know, the old-fashioned arcade games?
Oh.
Like, they've got them, but they literally are, what's the word, like...
Playing, running.
Designed, no, they've designed them with the Stranger Things, like,
oh,
like
you have the Stranger Things character. Cool.
In my mind, I was like, how much money did these people spend on just this room? Like, they even replicated Mike's basement. So the actors can go sit in a replicate version of Mike's basement, and like, I was just like, what? And then I know they've also had like the costume designers. They've even had the props. So like they're pretty good with their like you can follow because Stranger Things is currently filming. They're filming season 5, right? It is 5. I was like, is it 4 or 5? They're filming season 5. So they're pretty good with their behind the scenes. Yeah, no, but these people, they were proper with their behind the scenes. Like they really show you in detail like everything that's happening. Yeah, so yeah. Also, Johnny Depp did most of his own stunts in this film. But you didn't get to the part
I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked.
So there was a part where at the end of the film, he's being dragged. So the horses are connected to a wagon. And he then happens to... There's a whole sequence. It actually took him 3 weeks to film the sequence. And the horses happen... He happens to fall off and he's being dragged. He's holding on and being dragged.
Yeah.
And they actually... they suited him with bulletproof clothing. And then obviously put his costume over. But it was quite funny because at one point you see him, they're getting ready to go. And there's a person, I don't know if it was Tim, I don't know who it was, but a person literally was needed to to walk over him. He was lying on the floor. They needed to walk over him, but they literally stepped on him. But it's obviously because he had the bulletproof clothing like on him.
So it was fine.
They literally stepped on him, yeah. But that sequence was pretty cool. And also the way they did the wagons was they had like different wagons. So they had one that was connected to a car so that like, they obviously could just have someone else driving while the actors were doing their thing. They had an actual wagon that like actually worked. They had a wagon that had been destroyed. And then they needed, at one point, the wagon crashes. They crash an actual
like
wagon.
Like flip
so,
it.
Yeah. Maybe they do it, but they just don't show us. Although I feel like the film industry is very VFX heavy nowadays because I think it can be cheaper.
Well, it depends on who's directing, I suppose, but a majority.
Yeah. There's a lot of skill involved in films like this. Like you can see, like from an art department, a production department, a stunt department, because they like even with the forest being on a soundstage, they had to create the weather conditions. So like then you get people to come in and they do fog and smoke and lightning. And
that's what I'm shocked with. I'm like, what? Yeah. Like all of that. That's cool.
One of the reasons they did it on a soundstage was so that they could control the weather conditions. Because the forest was that was the Western Woods, but it was known as, you know, like the haunted forest.
Oh,
like
right, 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 right.
With the,
like medieval
the
days.
Walk among the dead. Yeah, like that
like
type
the
of thing.
Medieval days.
Yeah. So I think that's why they opted for the...
It's almost like everything was scary those days.
Everything was scary.
Even the buildings and the towns looked scary.
Yeah.
Even the guys walking around, like if you look at individual characters, yeah. You're like...
They look scary.
You look spooky.
And someone always didn't have an eye.
Yeah, well...
People's eyes, it was dangerous back then.
Yeah. People went for their eyes.
People went, well, makes sense, right? Because, yeah. Mm. Yeah. The cast was also very, very good. They had Christopher Lee.
I liked him.
Yeah. Shame, he's passed away now.
Yeah, that's right.
But he didn't have a very big role. But there were a lot of, so you had, obviously you had Johnny Depp, you had, I've only got her surname in my head, Christina, who played what was her name? Oh my goodness, the chick, the love interest. But what was weird was apparently... Johnny Depp initially found the idea of him and her being love interests very weird because he'd known her since she was 9 years old. And he met her.
Right.
The first time he met her was on set of Mermaids, which was a film in 1999 that Winona Ryder was doing. And at the time, him and Winona Ryder were together. So it was just like, what?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know the horse that Johnny Depp rode in the film?
Mm-hmm.
His name was apparently Gunpowder. And shame, Johnny Depp adopted him because he was going to be put down. So Johnny Depp adopted him.
Why'd they put him down?
I don't know, but they wanted to put him down. So Johnny Depp adopted him. I wish I could do that. Like
nice
like,
one, Johnny.
Like adopt a horse because, you know, someone's going to put it down.
Nice one, Johnny.
Good job.
Yes.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed Johnny Depp's acting in this film. Johnny Depp's able to bring humor across without trying to be funny. Like
just by acting normal, yeah. He's like quite comical.
Yeah, like just by his mannerisms. He's very comedic in his mannerisms. Like that was cool. And Tim Burton said that Johnny Depp's one of the best fainters in the business. Which he fainted a lot in this film.
He like just drops.
Yeah. One thing about this film, okay, the start was quite horror. The horror.
Yeah, those are the vibes I was getting.
Very horror in the beginning. But as the film progresses.
Because it's like a mystery.
Yeah, as
it's
the film.
It's just this like mystery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. As the film progresses, like it does have horror roots, but it's not like a complete horror. Like they bring in. I don't know, there's. With Tim Burton, he does go on the. I don't know. There's a difference there's a difference with Tim Burton's horrors. I don't know if you understand. Like, there's some horror movies
it's
where
that
you just
that
feel
I'm,
unsettled.
Yeah.
I don't feel unsettled with Tim Burton's horror films. And I think it's because he's able to bring in comedy.
Probably.
Like, like the beginning piece, I was like, sure, this is a horror. But then as the movie progresses, like, the horror elements... kind of get shrouded by the actual storyline, and you, as you get to like know everyone, and even though yes, there are supernatural elements to the story, like yeah,
someone with no head,
it still makes sense in the end, you know. This is actually another thing. So it's a murder mystery, but it's also a fairy tale. So it's Tim Burton's version of a fairy tale. That's what I feel like this film.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Like the Brothers Grimm, the ones that did.
Yeah.
We still did the Heath Ledger film with Heath Ledger and Matt Damon.
So the one guy that was reviewing this film actually said that there was a cartoon of this film. But which he said he enjoyed like a lot watching as a kid. So he was very excited to see the
live action.
The live action, and then he said that the live action is nothing like the cartoon.
Oh, serious? Hectic.
But he enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah, Sleepy Hollow was it's apparently an American legend. Yeah.
Like so it really happened.
No,
like there was really a horse. No. Oh, no,
I think it's just one of those legends, you know. But it was, yeah. So it's, right. This isn't the first. There's been quite a few adaptions of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, okay.
This is just one of them.
All right, cool.
Yeah. For me, it's one of, in favorites of Tim Burton's films, I'd put it like somewhere in the middle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I would definitely not put it...
You have to finish
in the middle.
Line.
I would put it after I finish it.
Then you'll decide.
Yes.
This is where it needs to go.
Mm.
Yeah. So that was Sleepy Hollow. Next week we are doing Corpse Bride.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is an animated film. Mm. Tim Burton animated film.
Yeah.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
Kids film, right? That's the reaction I was looking for. I was like,
I don't think any of Tim Burton's films are kids' films, personally.
Definitely not.
It's like, did you ever watch the cartoon Coraline? That thing was scary.
Why have I heard of that before?
I once watched it. That thing was scary.
Is it?
Whoa, that was a horrid cartoon.
Right.
With the she goes into, I think, I don't know, she goes into this this world and then people's eyes get taken out. And
wow, that sounds cool. Okay.
No, Ryan. That thing was scary.
Oh, no.
I started watching it because, you know, you see animation and you're like, oh, cool, it's a cartoon. And as I was watching this thing, I was just like, I feel scared. Why do I feel scared? Like, yeah.
Creepy.
That thing was creepy. Yeah.
So let's see what Corpse Bride
has to offer us.
Yes.
Yeah. This has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
Peace.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.